We're going to be in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, and I want to deal with something tonight to challenge you and hopefully stir you up just a little bit, because you have worked real hard, and I realize that. You have done a lot of work to earn the degrees that you have. Some of you just got started. You got your associate of theology. And I'm going to challenge you now to go to the next level. Don't stop now. It's 120 credit hours to get that bachelor's. You can do it. I guarantee you, you can do it. And the master's, you got one more level to go. After you earn that master of theology, you get that doctorate, and you can make it. Everyone here can. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, we're going to read verses 13 and 14. The Bible says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." Father, we ask for thy help now, tonight. Speak to every person in this room. And Father, to our graduates here tonight. I pray lives will be challenged here tonight. Now, I'm not asking you, Father, tonight to help me to preach a good message. I'm asking you to help me to be a blessing, and that's what I want tonight. With your help, it can be done. So speak to all of these graduates tonight and challenge their lives. That's what we want to do, and we'll give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to shock some of you. There are some things that I'm afraid of. I am. There's some things that scare me to death. Now, I can't think of a man that I'm afraid of. I'm really not afraid of men. I'm not. It doesn't bother me. There's just no man that I'm afraid of. Now, women scare me. Hey, man. Are you all right? Are you with me tonight? But there are some things that scare me to death. And I want you to listen to these things, because there are some things here tonight I want you to think about ought to scare you to death. I deal with a lot of preachers across this country. I've seen a lot of them bite the dust. And the things I'm going to deal with tonight ought to scare you. It scares me. You say, "Well, preacher, aren't you the president of the school? Nothing should scare you." I want you to know there are some things here that scare me to death. Now, I don't mind amens tonight. If you want to get excited, help yourself. We're an old-fashioned church here, all right? But there are some things that scare me to death. Number one, sin. Sin scares me to death. You say, "Preacher, not me. I'm not afraid of sin. You're nuts." Amen? It'll bring you down, boy. Sin will bring you down. And you graduates need to understand that you'll lose the power of God in your life. Sin is something that every man and every woman ought to be afraid of. It scares me. I know what it can do. I realize that sin is something there that we should never take lightly. You're no match for sin. You may think you're tough. You may think you're spiritual. But you can't handle sin. If you could, Jesus Christ died in vain. You better run from it. You're going to always have sin before you in the ministry. You're going to have sin put before you. You've got to make a decision. And I challenge you tonight to run from it, because it can bring you down. Sin, Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. Sin, I don't know about you, maybe you're a better Christian than I am, but sin scares me to death. I can't handle it. I'm going to be honest with you tonight, I can't handle it. Job said in Job chapter 10 and verse 14, if I sin, then thou markest me. Sin will mark you. It'll mark your conscience. It'll mark your peace. It'll mark your joy. It'll mark your testimony. You say, preacher, but I'm only doing a little things. My Bible tells me to watch out for the little foxes in your life. Those little sins eventually will come to big sins. It'll destroy you. Sin will put you out of the ministry. Sin will take away your power. Sin will ruin your peace. I'm trying to tell you, I am scared to death of sin. I don't care how smart you are. I don't care if you graduated with honors tonight. You can't handle sin. When was the last time you found yourself humming Amazing Grace? Or singing Victory in Jesus? You say, preacher, there was a time in my life that I would sing those songs all the time. But something has happened. You say, preacher, what's going on? If there is a sin in your life, you be very careful. Learn to be afraid of sin because Jesus Christ died on the cross for it. Sin will keep you from praising. Sin will keep you out of church. Sin never lets you shout. Sin will bring tears. Sin will keep you from praying. And sin will rob you of the power of God. I am scared to death of sin. And it would serve you well to listen to what I'm saying tonight. Sin will destroy you. It'll hurt you. You're not that smart. You're not that tough. Understand that sin is something that every man and every woman ought to be afraid of. Because we're sinners. And if you're not careful, you'll fall into the trap. You say, preacher, but everybody's a sinner. But be very careful. I know you are. So am I. But I have seen preachers that were powerful, that were preaching the Word of God at one time, had the power of God on them, and are no longer in the ministry. They bit the dust because of this thing that I'm telling you right now. You graduates in here, you be afraid of sin because you're a sinner. You be very careful. I am scared to death of sin. But the second thing that scares me to death, watch it now, is self. Hang on now. My Bible tells me in Romans chapter 13 and verse 14 to make not provision for the flesh. I don't trust my flesh. And I don't trust yours. Amen. Your flesh will bring you down. The day that you start trusting your flesh is when you'll start getting into trouble. I don't trust self. As a lot of folks, they trust themselves. And my Bible tells me to make not provision for the flesh. Don't trust your flesh. I'm scared to death of self. And you ought to be also. Made out the same stuff. Let me look at you there, Brett. Look at his hands. Look at mine. We're made out of the same stuff. Amen? You check yours over here. Look at that. Look at that. Same stuff. Mine might be darker than yours. But we're made out of the same stuff. Amen? Let me check yours over here. Look at that. Yours might be darker than mine. But we're made out of the same stuff, my brother. Don't trust your flesh. Your flesh will bring you down. I do not trust self. And I'm trying to tell you tonight, that's preacher flesh. That's deacon flesh. That's singer flesh. That's teacher flesh. That's usher flesh. That's choir flesh. That's daddy flesh. That's mama flesh. That's teenager flesh. You say, but I'm a strong man. Yeah, my Bible tells me to be strong in the Lord. Amen. I can lose the power of God over this stinking flesh. It's like having your hands tied. Let me tell you, preacher, something. You don't want your hands tied. You want to be able to preach with that fervency. Don't trust yourself. Don't. I'm scared of sin. But I'm also scared of self. I am the one that could get myself into trouble. And that is a challenge to every person that is a graduate in this room, much less every person in this room. Men brag about how strong they are. That bothers me when somebody comes to me and say, "Preacher, I'm different. I'm a strong man." They say, "Women don't bother me." You are crazy nut. Women don't bother me. I can do some innocent flirting on the job, preacher. And it don't bother me. Something wrong with you, folks. If you're a man, a red-blooded American, you can't trust yourself. You 45-year-olds, 50-year-olds, 55-years-old. You know, it really gets me. 55-year-old person goes on a job and they married and doing this innocent flirting on the job with a little 25-year-old gal. And that little 25-year-old gal says, "You know something, you really look like you're 25 years old." And here that 50-year-old goes home, looks in the mirror, and says, "You're right." I cannot believe you have been smart enough to earn a degree at Slidell Baptist Seminary. Amen? You 55, you don't look like you're 25. But the mirror will lie to you. And you will believe that little 25-year-old gal because you are trusting yourself. I am scared to death of myself. I don't care what color her makeup is. I don't care if her eyes are red. I don't care if they're yellow. I don't care if they're green. But ladies and gentlemen, don't trust yourself. And I've learned this also. You older women are just as bad. 45 years old, 50-year-old women. You give the new definition to shake, rattle, and roll. Amen. You do. And you point your finger at the men to say how wicked they are. I want you to know you women are just as bad as the men. Don't trust your flesh. I don't trust myself. Don't trust self. You say, "Well, preacher, women don't bother me, and it's really hot, you know. So we're away from our church. So we're going to sneak on down to Gulfport, Mississippi, and we're going to go to the beach. And I want you to know, preacher, I'm a spiritual man, and I can handle all those half-naked women." You say, "Preacher, I can go to the beach and look at half-naked women and it don't bother me." You know something? You say you graduated from SBS. You should have graduated from COF, College of Fruits. Let me tell you something. You are not that strong. I had a deacon there when I first got the ministry back in the 80s there. Late 70s. And I went going visiting with him. And this man, and I was a young preacher then, he said, "You know, preacher, I am such a strong man that I can go in the presence when I'm visiting of a in the presence of a naked woman and it don't bother me." I'll be honest with you, I thought I had a queer for a deacon. You say, preacher, you shouldn't use that word, but I'm not perfect, pray for me. But I'm trying to tell you something tonight. Amen. You cannot trust yourself. Look, I'm on this now. I might as well just say this. I mean, maybe you're here tonight, and if you're a homosexual, you're already mad at me anyway. You say, preacher, what are you saying? If you are a homosexual and you are a single man, what's the matter with you? Why don't you take a good look at women? If you are a single homosexual, why don't you take a look at the creation that God made for a man? Take a good look. There's something wrong with you. You say, preacher, how can you get away with that? 21 years. Amen. I can do that. Amen. Amen. Something wrong. I'll say this. We don't hate you if you're homosexual. You ought to get saved. And I guarantee you, the day you get born again, women will look sweet to you. All right. Enough of that, huh? Before long, you'll be saying, my power is gone if you start trusting yourself. Now, I know I cut up a little bit about women, but you see, my wife here been married nearly 19 years, and I've only been with her. So let's get the records clear now. Amen. So as your president, you can be proud of that, but I'm still going to hit stuff like I just hit. Amen? Glory to God. The book of Psalms, chapter 62 and verse 11, tells us that power belongs to the Lord. And the God that gives you this power can take it away. Remember something, ladies and gentlemen, there is nothing good about your flesh. I said this a few years ago, I'm going to say it again. You say, preacher, how do you know I have trouble with myself? Let me prove it to you. Remember the last time you were on the highway? And that car pulled out in front of you. Made you mad. You were guilty of horn cussing. No, preacher, I don't cuss. I guarantee you when they pulled in front of you and you got your hand on that horn and you were honk, honk, honk. You weren't saying, thank you, Jesus. Whew, glory. Let me reiterate, don't trust yourself. I'm scared of sin. I'm scared of self. But there's a third thing. This one also every preacher ought to be scared of. I'm scared of the shelf. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 27, Paul said, after I preached to others, he had this fear that he would be a castaway. You say, what does that mean? It means disapproved of God. Dead while I'm alive. Discharged from the army of God. I don't want anything to stand in the way of me preaching the word of God. Anything standing in the way of the power of God. I've learned that long time ago. Amen. I am scared of God saying, one day, Paul, I am through with you. That scares me. It ought to scare you preachers in here too. You pastors in here. The words, I'm not going to use you anymore because you got into sin. On the shelf, you say, preacher, does it happen all the time? I've had preachers call me and say, I don't understand why God won't give me another church. And when I preach, it's empty. And I check and they are honest with me. They said they were into something. Maybe it was pornography. Maybe it was drugs. I don't know. Maybe it was alcohol. But whatever it was, God set them on a shelf. That scares me. I want to be used of God. Amen. I want to be able to preach like this. Amen. But to be disapproved ought to scare you. I don't want to be a castaway. It ought to scare. That scares me. Oh, when I think about all the years I've been preaching and all of a sudden God says, you messed up, man. You have blown it. I'm not going to use you anymore. I'm setting you on a shelf. That scares me. It scares me to death, and it ought to scare every man of God in here and every woman in here that loves the Lord Jesus Christ. It ought to scare you being set up on the shelf. There is the fourth one. Boy, this one's a tough one. I'm scared to death of sin, of self, of the shelf, and number four, of the seat. You say, what is that? The judgment seat of Christ. You know that after all these courses you've taken. The judgment seat of Christ. One day, you and I must stand before God and we're going to be judged for our works. Now, hang on, everybody here. I'm going to shock you with some stuff here. Judge for our works. Now, do you see the fire? God one day is going to use a big fire. And it's going to be used to judge of our works. Not our sin. Thank God our sins were judged at the cross of Calvary. But the judgment seat of Christ, I'm scared to death of it simply because it's not going to be a Sunday school picnic. And all of my works are going to come up and the fire is going to be burning. My works, either wood, hay, and stubble, gold, silver, precious stone, and wood, hay, and stubble burns. Do you see the fire? Do you see the torch? I visualize a big torch. And one day we stand before Almighty God and I see the torch. All of those prayers that you said for the benefit of other man's ears, stick a torch to it. There's some of you in here, when you pray to be seen. You want to be heard. Stick a torch to it. It's going to burn. That scares me. Scares me to death. Sermons that I have preached for the praise of man instead of the praise of God. Stick a torch to it. Oh, friends. That scares me, Brother Phil, to death. As many sermons as you and I, Brother Dowd and Brother Herbis, preach in our life, why do we do it? I want to do it for the glory of God. But if I don't, stick a torch to it. Oh, it's going to burn. Works that you have done around the church for self-exaltation. Stick a torch to it. It's going to burn. I'm scared of the torch. And you ought to be also. I want him. I don't want him to disapprove or be disappointed in me. My Bible tells me whatsoever you do, do all for the glory of God. It scares me because I'm sure there's been some things I've done, Brother Phil, has been for the glory of Paul. I don't like that, and I know it's because of this wicked flesh that that happens. And I'm trying to challenge you graduates tonight. Be very careful. You're going to have to stand before God. You ought to be scared to death of the judgment seat of Christ. This isn't shouting grounds right now, is it? I understand that. Times that I've listened to me instead of him. Stick a torch to it. One day, ladies and gentlemen, you and I must face him. And will our works be burned up? Why did you earn this degree? Did you do it for the glory of self? Or did you do it for the glory of God? You be very careful if you're coming to this school for self-exaltation and to be noticed of man. Stick a torch to it. Your degree's going to burn. You say, preacher, what could I do? I say, God, forgive me. And if you use your education for the wrong motive and for the wrong purpose, you're not dead yet. You can still go to God and say, God, I'm sorry. I want to use this education for the glory of God. Oh, you better listen to me now, folks. This is your charge and your graduation tonight. How seriously do you take your walk with God? There's some of you sitting in this whole building. You're not faithful to your church. You go when you want to. When the church doors are open on Sunday, if you feel like going, you go. You say, well, God understands why I am not faithful. Stick a torch to it. Stick a torch to that. You are not to live your life and put God's second, stick a torch to that. You'll see what I'm talking about when you stand before Almighty God. Thank God that we can be forgiven. Ooh, I'm so glad I've got a Jesus that died on the cross for Paul Dabdu, that shed His blood. And when I mess up, and when you mess up, as a graduate and as a Christian, we can bring these things to Almighty God and ask God to forgive us and plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, preacher, it doesn't matter as long as I make it to heaven. Stick a torch to that. Glory to God. It will matter. It will matter when the crowns are passed out. You know something? You are working. And God is going to reward you with crowns. And you know what we're going to do with those crowns? Revelation chapter 4 and verse 10 tells us that we're going to throw it at the feet of Jesus. You better listen to what I got to say tonight. Graduate, you're here tonight. You've earned and you work hard for this degree. Use the degree for the glory of God. I don't want you to stick a torch to it. I don't want you to lose what you've done. I want you to take those crowns, receive some, and throw them at the feet of Jesus. It will matter then what I'm saying. Here, say, preacher, I don't like this. I didn't know I was going to get a charge like this. You'll be glad if you listen. You'll be glad if you put it into practice. You say, preacher, what can I do tonight? Well, first of all, God likes men and women to admit they're guilty. Did you hear me? God wants you and I to say these two words. I'm sorry. I'm so glad that He'll forgive us. I'm glad. I don't want to preach a God that's mean. I don't want to preach a God where there's no hope. I'm not going to do that to you. I want you to know what I preach you tonight is so. It's for real. There's going to be a torch, but you're still alive. You can come to God. You can rededicate your life to God. You can take your efforts here tonight and dedicate them for the glory of God. And get some crowns out of this thing. Don't wait till next week. You start tonight. You say, preacher, I've earned, worked hard for what I've got. Give it to Him. Do it for Him. Those of you that are going to go on, have the right motive. The right motive is you give all the glory to God. We dedicated this school to the Lord in 1994. It's His. And I want you to know, glory to God, we want it to remain that way. I want you to be able to say you graduated from a school that has been given and dedicated to the Heavenly Father. Tonight, God wants men and women, like I said, to admit they're guilty. Start over tonight. Make a commitment. Use your degree for His glory. And realize you have it tonight because He gave you the intelligence to get it. He did, folks. What intelligence you have tonight was given to you by Almighty God. Learn to thank Him. Let me throw this in there. Remember this. If you got what you deserve, if I got what I deserve, education, no education, we'd be deserving of eternal hell. Nobody in this room deserves to go to heaven. But it's all because of Jesus. Woo, glory. It's all because of Him. So let me say this, and I'm almost finished. Treasure this time in your life. Because what's happened here tonight will never be duplicated again. There are no two services alike. And God, He brought you here tonight. You're here to be honored, yes. And I'm doing my best to honor you tonight. But you just remember something. God gave you the power. God gave you the ability. And take that degree and dedicate it to the Heavenly Father. Give Him the praise. Give Him the honor. And give Him the glory. Woo! Thank you, and God bless you. Bless you. God bless you. Thank you. God bless you tonight.